The Andrew Simpson Sailing School will become one of our on-site partners, offering sailing tuition for everybody, from young to all generations, from all parts of the aspects of the community, and a variety of RWA sailing courses and powerboat courses.
Is that something that was important to Andrew, to teach other people about sort of the joys of sailing?
Absolutely. He was passionate, obviously, about the sport, and he was really wanted to see young people who may not have had the opportunity to take up the sport to fulfil their potential, particularly those that were as passionate as him about it.
Because I guess there's still a certain amount of people think that sailing is quite an elitist sport and that you have to have a fair amount of money to get into it. I guess this school is sort of saying that no, it is open for everybody.
Absolutely, and that's one of the great challenges for us, is to all members of the sailing community to help people take up the sport, and particularly provide a pathway from novice to whatever level they wish to aspire to. For me, that pathway starts at the sailing school. It involves the local schools, because more and more of those have been inspired by the Games and the Paralympics. And so they can continue sailing through the school, hopefully, and then in turn go on to join local sailing clubs. And we could roll this whole thing out nationally, because it's just a case of getting that pathway for everybody.
How did the Andrew Simpson Sailing Centre come about after what happened to Andrew?
Well, it started with the founding trustees of the Andrew Simpson Sailing Foundation, and primarily Sir Ben Ainslie and Ian Percy and Andrew's wife Leah. And they were joined by some like-minded people who were equally passionate about a legacy for Andrew that could help others participate in the sport. And that's where it really all started.
So today the centre is opening. I imagine a very exciting day, but also quite an emotional day for everybody involved.
Absolutely, given it's the anniversary of Andrew's death. It's been a very, very emotional and it will be a passionate day. It's extremely important to everyone. The whole sailing community was shocked by what happened. And this is a wonderful legacy to Andrew, and hopefully will inspire others to get involved. So it's had a great effect on everybody.
So obviously it launches today. Have you already got people enrolled or involved? Are the lessons starting already?
Well, as I say, I can't speak on behalf of them specifically, but it's my understanding they have already got bookings and are looking forward to rolling out the courses. And we're looking forward to helping them in every way we can.
And a great addition to the Sailing Academy generally.
Absolutely. It's a perfect fit for us to have them here alongside our other on-site partners. We already have Weymouth College and the official test centre, which look after windsurfing. And also there are two other charities that will benefit from this as well. That is the Chesil Trust and Chesil Sailability, who the Chesil Trust has a Sail for a Fiver scheme, which they will roll out in conjunction with the Andrew Simpson Sailing School, and Chesil Sailability will also share resource with them for disabled access to sailing. So it's good news.